Educators put in a lot of time with little recognition, but sometimes a light shines on their work. Recently in Cheyenne, a well-thought-of principal was awarded a major prize. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel explains.
Johnson Junior High School in Cheyenne has never had an all-school assembly. Recently, it had its first. Over 800 7th and 8th grade students came to a gathering in the school gym. Students and teachers expected an appearance from Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jillian Balow. Brian Cox, the school's principal, organized the whole thing. He expected her to recognize the school's initiatives to ensure that all students had access to breakfast. And at first, she did.
Morning, Firebirds. It is not very often on a Monday morning that I don't have to do a couple of things to pep you up, but I think I know why everyone is already pepped up and spirited. Students, would you stand up if you ate breakfast this morning?
But little did Cox know that the multiple VIPs were there to honor him with the Milken Education Award. Cox was obviously surprised to hear his name called as the next Milken Educator. The award recognizes outstanding educators across the country. And in addition to being recognized, he receives a $25,000 award. Cox will also have the opportunity to take part in several professional development programs. And the cash award can be used for anything he wants.
One of the things I probably will do is we started a scholarship fund, my wife and I did, here for students of Johnson Junior High School, and we'll probably put a little bit of that money into that scholarship fund to continue helping our kids.
Cox says he spends a lot of time focused on his students, and it starts very early in the day.
When you have the opportunity to get up a half hour early and work that much harder for your kids, do it. I get up every morning at 2:30 and That's something that I do just specifically to make sure I can be here for kids when kids are here.
The award was handed out by Greg Gallagher of the Milken Family Foundation, and he says that preparation shows Cox's dedication to his students.
He's a great leader, obviously, as a principal, but also he's empowering his students to become leaders as well. He doesn't just lead by his words, he leads by his actions. He's also a hometown hero. He helps out in the community, and he's teaching the students about the importance of civics because they're also helping out in the community.
The Milken Educator Award has been called the Oscars of Teaching. Recipients are selected using a confidential selection process. They don't apply, and they're not nominated. And every award is given as a surprise.
I was preparing this one for quite a while because since we have Mr. Cox as the principal, he was actually planning his own surprise. So when I showed up, and I'm talking with him, I had to kind of keep who I was a secret, which is not easy for me.
Of the up to 40 educators being honored this year, Cox is the only winner from Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.